Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Lots of news today from the world of sport. Let's begin with Kate Middleton returning from isolation and attending Wimbledon this weekend. Kate was seen at Centre Court in a bright green dress as she watched the women's final between Ashleigh Barty and Karolina Pliskova. She and William were snapped wearing face masks as they took their seats. And then there was the Euro 2020 final, featuring England taking on Italy. A few hours before Sunday's game, William posted a video encouraging the players to bring it home. Gareth Southgate, Harry Kane, and to every member of the England team on and off the pitch, I just want to wish you the very best of luck for tonight. What a team performance it's been. Every member of the squad has played their part, and all the backroom team as well have been truly essential. I can't really believe this is happening. So exciting, and just wish you the very best of luck. You bring out the very best of England, and we're all behind you. The whole country is behind you. So bring it home. Were the lads to bring it home, William would be the one to present the trophy in his role as president of the Football Association. Unfortunately, football's not coming home. In a brutal loss, Italy beat England after extra time, with the winner determined by a penalty shootout. Prince William tweeted that the outcome of the game was heartbreaking, while also congratulating the Italian team on their victory. Heartbreaking, congratulations at Azzurri on a great victory, he wrote. At England, you've all come so far, but sadly this time, it wasn't our day. You can all hold your heads high and be so proud of yourselves. I know there's more to come. He personally signed the tweet, W. Unfortunately, some fans reacted in horrible ways to the loss. Bukayo Saka, Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho were flooded with racist abuse on social media after failing to score their penalties. William issued a statement saying, I am sickened by the racist abuse aimed at England players after last night's match. It is totally unacceptable that players have to endure this abhorrent behaviour. It must stop now, and all those involved should be held accountable. The England soccer account tweeted, we're disgusted that some of our squad, who have given everything for the shirt this summer, have been subjected to discriminatory abuse online after tonight's game. We stand with our players. England's Football Association also released a statement condemning the online racist abuse of players. The FA strongly condemns all forms of discrimination and is appalled by the online racism that has been aimed at some of our England players on social media. We could not be clearer that anyone behind such disgusting behaviour is not welcome in following the team. We will do all we can to support the players affected while urging the toughest punishments possible for anyone responsible. And beyond sport and our day-to-day royal gossip, William will remain part of this story as part of his FA presidency. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Prince of Wales reportedly had plans for a secret meeting with his son. The point of the dinner was reportedly to thrash things out after a difficult year in their relationship. However, it is not clear whether the dinner went ahead as planned, and an aide to Charles declined to answer questions about it. Charles is also in the news for refusing to make Edward the new Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Edward was expected to be given the title following the death of Prince Philip, as it had been announced by Buckingham Palace when he got married to Sophie in 1999. Prince Charles does not want Edward to inherit the Duke of Edinburgh title as had been planned. A source close to the Prince of Wales has reportedly said, as reported by the Mirror. A source said, the Prince is the Duke of Edinburgh as it stands, and it is up to him what happens to that title. It will not go to Edward. Another source in close contact with the Prince said, Edinburgh won't go to them, the Wessexes, as far as the Prince is concerned. In 1999, Buckingham Palace said in a statement, the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the Prince of Wales have also agreed that Prince Edward should be given the Dukedom of Edinburgh in due course, when the present title held now by Prince Philip eventually reverts to the Crown. A Clarence House spokesman told the Sunday Times, we do not comment on matters related to the accession. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, write us a review if you really like the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.